Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. I am Françoise Rhodes. Let's see, week two of getting over this cold virus thing that's been going around everywhere, but I'm finally over the halfway point on the mend. So I sound a little bit better than I did the last couple weeks. Yeah. Joining me in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Hello, hello.
Didn't the first hour just...
It does. It always does. And the second hour does, too.
I know. And I'm thinking, how am I going to get everything in? And we usually pretty much get everything in.
I think you do a very good job.
Yeah. Sometimes it's on quite a tight schedule. Well, this hour of the show, we shift gears into travel mode. And we're going to be talking today with Chris from the NAFL Centro Air Base to talk about the upcoming air show next weekend in El Centro. Yes, very, very exciting. We'll talk a little bit about me and my Blue Angels flight coming up on Wednesday. I know a lot of you have been making remarks on Facebook. How exciting. So many people are, you know, kind of envious, which I'm sort of envious of myself right now.
Oh, yeah. I can see there's, I'm sure you have a lot of envious individuals.
Well, yeah, and a lot of emotion going on because one person even said, are you nervous or enthused? And I'm enthused.
Yeah, I think that's what I said. I think that there will be some nervousness, yeah, but I think it's so exciting that it kind of crosses the majority of it out.
Yeah, that's
it. Right up until you crawl into that cockpit and then you're like, okay, now I'm nervous.
Yeah.
And when it's all real.
Yep, I think that's going to be it. When he says, are you ready?
Yeah.
I go, okay, let's go. Yeah, then we'll see. But yeah, very, very exciting. The episode 3 of Traveling with Françoise came out. It's on Fox 11. It is about down at the east end of the valley. Actually, El Centro is in that area, but we never got over there. We never got past the mud pots and Slab City and Salvation Army, Salvation Mountain. So check it out Thursdays at noon and Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m. on Fox 11. We're still trying to get that name across the bottom correct. For some reason, their machine that does that over at Fox 11 is not working right. So hopefully, yeah, we'll get that done. So a lot going on. And you can always go to the website, Traveling with Françoise, because that'll fill you in on the latest news. Now, this hour of the show, I have tickets for Suzanne Summers at the McCallum on March 3rd at March 11th at 8 p.m.
It was close.
Yeah. Because today is, yeah. March 11th at 8 p.m. There's a big article in the paper today about her show. So I have those tickets to give away and some other stuff as well. So, again, it's going to be a fun show. We're also going to find out about how the McCallum is raising money through travel. So good for them. Definitely good for them. Now, remember, today is the last day to sign up for the Arcade Expo that happens on St. Patrick's Day weekend. A lot of people have signed up. Three people are going to win a set of tickets to go and enjoy this pinball arcade extravaganza. It's going to be awesome. Sean, I think you ought to go.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I know someone will get you in.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I already told Jasmine. Hey, would you want to go to something like this?
I hope she said yes.
You know what? I don't remember what her answer was.
Oh.
Because I think Jen interrupted. That's how it normally works.
Okay. Well, I'm writing a note now that I'm going to make sure that your name is on the list.
Well, I'll check with Jasmine today.
Okay. Yeah. Because definitely you need to go out there so we can talk about it. See, I want you to go so we can talk about it.
Okay.
So I'm not just talking to myself here about what's going on. All right. So again, go to the website, Traveling with Françoise, and check that out. All right. I wasn't on KESQ yesterday, but I promised to be back next week with the Grand Canyon Railway, and I have a trip to give away to Williams, Arizona, overnight trip and a ride on the train. So you definitely need to go to the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. But I had a couple great emails that I wanted to share with you. One of them is from our winners, John and Brenda Patton. They won that Mission Inn stay, and here's what they had to say about it. They said, "Hi, Françoise. We just returned from our stay at the Mission Inn. What a beautiful resort. We enjoyed learning about the resort history and awesome architecture, and that's so important when you go to the Mission Inn. You don't want to miss all that. Take their guided tour." They said, "We even stayed an extra night, and we're happy that we did. We truly enjoyed our stay. We wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for what you do and for running the contest. Thanks so much, John and Brenda Patton." So good for them, and I love the fact that they spent an extra night.
Yes. Now, that means they really did enjoy it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you get an overnight stay, which is great. I'm not saying an overnight stay is wonderful, a free overnight stay, but really, I find so often that one night is never enough where you are.
Overnight is really quick. I mean, yeah, once you get settled from getting there, mm-hmm, and you go have a good time, and then in the morning, you can't do much because you're already kind of thinking, okay, well, what time do I got to check out? What, you know, it, yeah, I don't think you get to enjoy one night.
No, definitely. So try to plan it. Just think, you're only spending the money on one night because you have one night free when you win these trips. So yep. Definitely do that. And here is our other email, which I received this morning. I was just checking emails, which I don't normally do before the show, but I did for some reason this morning. And the email said, "Hi, Francoise. I recently discovered your show on 1510 AM radio here in Phoenix, Arizona. I love your show, and I'm glad to discover that they archived, for your convenience, all the shows, which on the website, you can go to the archive page, and all, not all, but a lot of past shows are on there. And then you go, I mean, I have the podcast page and the archive page. So anyway, I just read your article about Long Beach, California. I grew up in South Los Angeles in the 1950s and 60s, and the Pike, and then the new Pike, was my favorite amusement area in the area. I loved it even better than Marine Land and Pacific Ocean Park. And those two are only remembered by those who were kids. I remember Marine Land. Yeah, down there we went as kids. Yeah. Okay. Kids during this period. Anyway, I remember the Pike with great fondness. Went there on several dates as a kid and went to my very first concert at the Long Beach Arena, where I saw Leslie West, Mountain, and the unforgettable Sly and the Family Stone." Wow, what a great email. "I recently went back to Long Beach and stayed at the Queen Mary, walking along Ocean Avenue. I tried to remember where the old Pike was located, but almost every remnant of the period architecture is gone now. Sadly, the only guesstimation that I could make was related to the old Long Beach Arena location. The Cyclone Racer was the best. It still lives in my heart and mind of a kid that still lives inside this 65-year-old guy. Keep up the great work, from Fred Holmes in Phoenix." Well, Fred, thank you so much for the email. Glad you enjoyed that past show. I told him try to listen live this morning. You can listen live streaming online.
Right.
I told him to go to the website, or if not, he'll hear the show next Sunday morning. But anyway, Fred, where the big Ferris wheel is, that's where the old Pike was.
Oh.
Yeah, and I used to go as a kid, too. In fact, I broke my front tooth. It was my, you know, it's your baby tooth, though.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, on one of the bumper cars.
Oh, really?
Ever since then, I don't want to ride in a bumper car.
I think I have an uncle who got, like, his first tattoo at the Pike.
At the Pike. Wouldn't surprise me.
I think so.
But it was, you know, the place to go, and it was a fun place to go, and dates and all sorts of stuff. So anyway, thanks, Fred. Great. Love your email. I read everyone's email, and I always send you a little note, so don't worry. Please send me your emails. I always, always read them. All right, on today's show, what I say, we're going to talk to Christopher about the air show coming up. We'll talk to someone from the McCallum, actually, Jeffrey Norman, the director of communications from the McCallum, about what's happening over there and their upcoming trip that happens in May and how you can sign up for that. We also have travel news. We have those tickets to Suzanne Summers and a lot more. On that note, we are going to step aside and get these commercials going. And then when we come back, we're going to be talking to our guests to find out why you don't want to miss this air show next weekend. It's an incredible air show. It's like the only one down there. It's their training base all through the winter for the Blue Angels, and we'll find out what's going on. We don't want you, again, free event, too. Take the family. 90 minutes away, you can't beat it. All right, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll hear more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Right now, we are right here in the Coachella Valley in Arizona and all over streaming live. Joining us is the man of the hour in my eyes because of all the exciting things happening to me this week. It is Christopher Ha, and he is over at the NAF El Centro Air Base. Hi, Christopher.
Good morning. How are you doing, Francoise?
Well, I am beyond excited. I have been talking about my Blue Angels experience coming up all the way through the show. People, you know, I'm getting so many comments everywhere, but you are not here to talk about that, even though I will see you on Wednesday, because we're going to be filming
that. And Tuesday.
Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll be filming that for the Traveling with Francoise television episode. And then next Sunday, we're going to be talking about my just once in a lifetime experience out there at the airbase in El Centro. But Chris, what you are here to talk about is the upcoming air show. Now, I have been giving everyone information about it for the last several weeks, but I wanted you're the man right there on the grounds at the Naval Air Facility in El Centro, which, by the way, folks, it's about 90 miles away from the Coachella Valley and really easy to find. And this air show happens on March 11th, but there's a whole I mean, for me, everything starts on March 10th. So why don't you take us through, Chris, and tell us what's happening next weekend out at the air facility.
Okay, well, it's really kind of interesting. So we've been working on this. We do an annual air show, like you said. So we start about August to plan the next year's air show. And it ramps up through December when we go to the International Council of Air Shows and talk to a lot of people. January, we hit starting to put the performers together, put all the statics together. And the final week, we're putting all the finishing touches on an amazing show. This year, as in the past, we have the Blue Angels with their winter training home, and they start off the air show season flying for us. But starting Tuesday, everything comes together. We get all the infrastructure done. Then on Wednesday, we take a look, make sure everything's set, and the Blue Angels are going to be flying you and two key influencers around the valley. And these are people that were selected by us and the Blue Angels to help tell the Navy story. And these people also have an impact on children. Our two key influencers this year are teachers, and they're going to be able to take that experience and go back into the classroom and teach kids that, you know, with a good, solid education, you can do amazing things. Mm-hmm. Then on Thursday, the Blue Angels will have a media rides, or not media rides, I'm sorry, we'll do our interviews. But that's when all of our performers show up at the air show. So we'll have people like Spencer Suderman, Vicky Benzing, John Culver, Jackie Warda, Planes of Fames, our World War II dogfighters are coming in. Our Korean War dogfighters are coming in. And several other flying acts. They all arrive Thursday. We get them all hangered down and all that. Friday is a spectacular day as all of the warbirds and our statics from the military start flying in. So our skies are just full of airplanes coming in and parking. We're staging them. It's a madhouse on the ground as one airplane comes in. We have to hurry up and park him because there's two others right behind him.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking of all this action going on there at the air facility. Now, you also have the food fest on Friday.
Yes, we do. And that's sort of like a kind of a pre-air show party. We invite everybody to come out, just like the air show. That is also free. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. And when you come out there, you get a little taste of the valley. We have 15 food vendors from around the valley that are out there selling, showing off their food dishes and all that. We have two live bands going this year. One of them is the Navy band, the Destroyers, and they're a great act, active duty enlisted people out there performing rock and pop and blues and everything. They have such a great repertoire of music that they play. We also have Nonsense, which is an extreme motocross display going on. We're going to have the Navy's Leapfrogs out there doing a twilight jump, so they're going to have pyrotechnics on their ankles and all that. So as the sun is setting, you're going to see these guys coming out of the sky with a beautiful pyrotechnic display. And then about 9 o'clock, we end it all with I have to use the word ginormous, because that's the only way to describe our fireworks show.
I mean, so much is happening, folks, and this is an opportunity. And with us is Christopher Ha, and he is the Public Affairs Officer at NAF El Centro. Chris, this is an opportunity, first of all, for people to go and be on an air base like that, the NAF El Centro air base that's out there, air facility, which, I mean, it's a fabulous facility for people to go on to a military base like that and look around and see what it's all about. And you have so many things going on for the family. It really is family-friendly event. Adult, I mean, come alone, bring the kids. The reason that you open up the air bases like this across the country, tell us behind the reasoning for this. I mean, of course, to give these fabulous air shows, again, once-in-a-lifetime experiences for a lot of people to go see something like this. But there's also a reason behind this.
Absolutely, there's a reason behind it. We want to open our doors to the American taxpayer and educate them on what our mission is. After all, they're spending their hard-earned dollars, and we're in charge of those dollars. So we want them to come on board. We want them to see the facility. We want to show them the types of flying that our pilots do. For example, the Blue Angels maneuvers are the exact same maneuvers that every fixed-wing pilot, jet pilot, learns. So they just do them in tighter formation. So our very basic pilots who come out to NAF El Centro, they learn these same flight techniques. and are more experienced. Everyone comes through NAFL Central to learn to fly. So by having the Blue Angels out there and some other military acts, we can show people that when, because our base is a training facility. We don't own any of our own aircraft. Everybody comes to us, and throughout the year, we'll have lots of different squadrons come on board just to practice. And so by opening our gates and showing people what the Blue Angels do, they then see why we're here year-round with airplanes constantly flying. They understand that our mission is to train naval aviators, and we can show that to them very upfront and close. You know, they're sitting very, very close to the action, and they can see what it is that these men and women are doing to protect our country. We want to show them, you know, the hardware we have, you know, from various vehicles and things like that. And we want to give them the opportunity to sit there and talk to our sailors.
Which is so important. I mean, that's what, again, these couple days, folks, out there at the Naval Air Facility in El Centro is more than just going to an air show or going to the festival, the food festival on Friday night. It's a chance for you to really experience inside the base and see what goes on. It's such a community. That's what I walked away from with my visit last year is, there is a community in there unsurpassed. I mean, I was so impressed with the way the base is set up and who you have there and how everyone feels. And it's fascinating. It really is fascinating.
It is. And thank you for saying community, because that's something we work really hard to be. We live here in the Imperial Valley, and we want to not just be in the valley, but we want to be all caps in the valley. You know, we're trying to do everything we can to work with our local communities, to be good neighbors with them, to support them, because in the long run, they support us just as much. It's very symbiotic, and that's one of the other reasons we open our doors to the local community, is to allow them to come on in and see what it is we do 365 days a year and how we want to be a better partner and better neighbor with them.
Well, you do a great job, because I know a lot of people that come up to this end of the valley for work and things, and they say, we get an air show all the time, and we just love it. Now, you have different opportunities. Let's talk about the gates open for the air show at 9 a.m. Both events are free, Friday and Saturday. You have performances that run all day long, ending with the Blue Angels, I think, around 4 o'clock on Saturday. Am I right on that one?
Yes, yes. But the schedule is always subject to change, of course, due to weather and little things like that.
All right. And you also have information on the website, which is elcentroairshow.com, which is already on Traveling with Francoise. It's been there now for quite a while. But you have upgraded seating if people want, different upgraded parking, sponsorship, all sorts of things available, folks, if you are still want to jump in on that. But again, all this happens this coming weekend out there in El Centro. Just a fabulous, fabulous event, family-friendly event that you don't want to miss. Chris, and you know what? What I noticed too, Chris, is you guys there, at the base, everybody at the base, because last year when I was there, it was right before the air show. You are just as excited as all of your guests that are coming to these events. There's an excitement in the air that you can't miss.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, we get to put on a party for 55,000 of our closest friends, and that's the way we look at it. This is just putting on the best possible party we can and inviting everybody to join us for this party. And who doesn't love a party? It's just a wonderful way for the local community, for us, and for all of our visitors to get together and have a great day of fun, low cost. Like you said, it's free admission, free parking, unless you want to get for the upgraded seating.
Right.
But it's something that you can bring your family to, have a great, relaxing day, have a lot of fun. And it's just something we want to give back to the community. And we're very proud to do that and very happy to do that.
And I just want to make sure folks know as well, not only are they going to have all the air show things going on, but there's a classic car show. There's dozens of vintage and modern military aircraft. You have so many different demonstrations going on. You have the motocross. You have vendors. You have a ton of, it's just a couple days of fun that you can experience at the Naval Air Facility in El Centro. Just a lot of fun. Now, again, gates open at 9. And Chris, can people bring in chairs to watch the show? How do you work on, what are you doing on that one?
Well, if you go to our website, you'll take a look at the prohibited and allowed items. We do need people to take a look at that page.
Okay.
Because while we don't mind you bringing in a little lounge chair or maybe a small umbrella to keep the sun off of you, bringing in like a cabana umbrella or a beach umbrella just isn't safe. If we get the winds picking up, that'll be picked up and that'll go flying across the airfield, and that's not very safe.
No.
We also need people to recognize the fact that if they're bringing backpacks and bags, they need to be of a standard 12 inches by 24 inches. So we do need to, for our security, people need to be a little forward thinking, you know, a lawn chair, okay, but not a couch.
No couches. All right, we hear you on that one. And the website, again, folks, is lcentralairshow.com. Really, really simple. Happens again. The Food Fest is on Friday, March 10th. The air show is on March 11th, all day long. Fabulous event, again, for go alone, bring your family, bring your kids. It's just fun, exciting, and really, really special, so special. I mean, again, so many people have never experienced anything like this. Chris, now is the time for them to go out there and experience in El Centro. Just amazing.
Absolutely. We want everybody to come out and enjoy themselves. And we're looking forward to hosting everybody.
All right. Well, Chris, thank you so much for giving us a shout in today. I'll see you during the week for my once-in-a-lifetime experience. Have a great Sunday, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. And to everybody out there, take care and hope to see you at the air show.
All right. And again, folks, the website is lcentralairshow.com. Free. It is all free. Go on there. The website, again, lcentralairshow.com. I'm so excited about this, you can tell. I can barely speak. I'm so excited about what's going to be happening. So, again, happens next Saturday. Don't miss it. And, of course, they have the big food fest on Friday night. Gates open at 5:30. It's all free. There you go. All right, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to travel in a different direction. We are going, I think, where are we going? I don't know. It looks like we're going to New York. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. This segment is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and others living with vision loss due to macular degeneration, glaucoma, and other conditions. You can go to their website at the Braille Institute or give them a call at 760-321-1111. All right, joining us in studio, and we were just talking, he's been here 4 years already. I can't believe it. Is Jeffrey Norman, the Director of Communications and Public Affairs at the McCallum Theater. Hi, Jeffrey.
Well, hi. It's nice to be back. We should do this at least every 4 years.
Where did that 4 years go?
I don't know. I don't know.
Now, people are thinking, wait a minute, Françoise, this is the travel portion of the show. Why do you have Jeffrey Norman from the McCallum Theater on the show? Well, we're going to tell you why in just a second. But before we go there, I want you, Jeffrey, to tell people a little bit about the McCallum Theater and that it's a nonprofit.
Well, you know, there are two misconceptions or two things that I think people don't know about the McCallum. One is that we are, in fact, a nonprofit organization, and we have to raise philanthropically over $5 million a year just to keep the lights on. And the other thing is that we have an education program that goes into schools. It's a $1 million program, and this year alone we will be doing over, I think it's 2,300 workshops in classrooms in theater, dance, music, and visual arts. And then we also bring a lot of kids to the theater. So those things together are why we do all these crazy things to be able to raise some money.
Well, and those things right there. And I also know that you have, through the years in the community, you also go to senior living facilities and whatnot and bring people to the theater that might never be able to get there.
I think that's really important. You know, luckily we do tend to sell out fairly quickly when the subscriptions go on sale and single tickets go on sale. But when there are some extra tickets for a performance, we work with a lot of the different nonprofits in the area.
Well, and it's so important. And in the first hour of the show, we had Ron Salona on.
I love Ron.
Ron,
great
such
guy.
A great guy with CV Rep. But we were talking about just what you talked about, how important it is to give children access to something such as the McCallum that have dreams. They can realize those dreams by just a tour of the theater, talking to the staff there. It makes all the difference in the world.
Do you remember the first big theater you ever went into? I do.
I've been to a lot. Yeah. So I remember the very first one. I remember a lot of shows in a lot of different places, and I just was in awe.
Well, my grandmother took me to Radio City Music Hall when I was 6 years old, and I think I got the bug right then and there.
Yeah.
And I was lucky. I grew up in New Jersey, so I got to go to Broadway all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was about 14 or 15, the bug bit me hard. And so I became an actor. I gave that up for a real job.
Right.
But occasionally I still do. I was in a show here in town last year. But the important thing to me in terms of arts education is that you can, if somebody tells a kid that he reads well aloud, or if somebody says, look at how well you move, or you've got a lovely little voice, that energy and that positive vibe translates over into every other study. Mm-hmm. So there really are national studies that say if a child is proficient in arts or is exposed to arts, they do better in math and science and reading and in languages and all. So that's why, I mean, the arts are not a frill, and unfortunately we've often thought of them as such in this country.
But I think what the arts teach people is a confidence,
mm-hmm.
To be able to say what you think, be creative, that it's okay to be all these fabulous things.
Arts education, the Common Core standards now require that students think creatively and do critical thinking. And the arts definitely, our programs really bring that into the schools.
Well, and I have your winter, spring season. Yeah. When does the season actually start at the McCallum?
Well, we usually start around October with our family fun day.
Uh-huh.
And then we go through mid-April, but then we have our open call talent project.
Yeah, that's coming.
The tickets went on sale this week, and we sold over 2,000 tickets in one day.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Everybody loves it. It's a wonderful, wonderful show.
Because we all know friends. We all know people that are on that
stage. And it's great, and the production values are terrific, and it's a wonderful opportunity. It's run by our education department, and all of the contestants get to spend a week with professionals, choreographers and musical directors and costumers and makeup people. It's a wonderful experience.
It is very, very exciting. I know the Indian Ridge Tappers were, and I don't know how far along they got, but they were, they auditioned for open call. They made a, and they were all over the, they were so excited about that.
Oh, it's great. This year we're going to have our finalists are age 8 to 83.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That's really something. So again, folks, I am holding the program here for the season program in my hand. Endless fabulous acts going on at the McCallum Theater right here in Palm Desert. All right.
We've got Chicago coming up, so people are going to want to see the Broadway musical Chicago, which is great. And I might tell people to look in their mailboxes, because on or about April 1st or 2nd, they'll start to get the brochure for the new season.
The
17-18 season, which will start in early October.
Okay, and our own Fitz, who's right back here behind me during the week with his Fitz's Jazz Cafe, been doing that for
long.
Does a great job. Okay, McCallum Theater, so much happening there all year long. Love the McCallum Theater and what you do for the Coachella Valley and the community.
You.
One thing a little sparrow one told me, I think it was Mitch actually who was on the show once, told me that you guys are very aware to keep open dates too, because sometimes all of a sudden a phenomenal performer's just dropped in your lap. They want to perform at the McCallum. And you keep those dates open. You have little openings here and there to be able to fit those folks in there.
Mitch is a master programmer. You know, we have to think about our season. Also, you know, the College of the Desert uses our facility frequently. The Friends of the Palm Springs Philharmonic do a series there, and the Desert Symphony.
Yeah.
So Mitch, it's like this big kind of jigsaw puzzle he puts together, because you don't know when people are available. We're going to be leading off next season with an act that I don't think anybody would have expected, and that was the particular time that they could do it. It's a little bit earlier in October than we're used, so I can't.
But when you
get your brochure, you're going to see, and it's going to be really cool and really interesting.
Well, all such good things going on. But in order, again, like you said earlier, in order to keep all this magic at the McCallum going throughout the season and in the summer, and for the arts and education classes and everything that goes on there, you need to raise funds.
Right.
Because it is a nonprofit. Now, you have this fabulous trip. Of course, we love to travel. I love to travel. Tell us about your New York trip in May.
Well, we're really excited about this. We've been doing this for a number of years. It's our 2017 Springtime Theater Tour, and it's exactly what it says. We go to, we take people to New York.
Mm-hmm.
I think generally there's about 25 to 30 people who go on the trip.
Yeah.
And it's round-trip airfare from Palm Springs. 7 days, 6 nights at the Westin Times Square, a welcome dinner, 4 Broadway shows, and the Harbor Cruise, a Lower East Side Tenement Museum tour, tour of Lincoln Center, tour of the Players, breakfast and theater talk, lunch at Pete's Tavern, guided walking tours, and then a visit to the One World Observatory. When the brochure went out, the only 2 of the shows were announced. Mm-hmm. One was Josh Groban is now appearing in something called the Great Comet of 1812.
Okay.
Which it's actually Natasha Pierre in the Great Comet of 1812, which I saw a couple of years ago in a tent. And they've moved it into a Broadway theater, and it's this year's Hamilton.
Wow.
Everybody wants a ticket for that. So that's one of the shows. The second one I'm dying to see, and it's a new show called War Paint, mm-hmm. which stars Patti LuPone and Christine Ebersole,
huh?
2 divas of the musical theater,
yeah.
playing the giants of the cosmetic industry, mm-hmm. Helena Rubinstein and... Oh, I forget who the other one was. But anyway, it's a musical. It's a new musical. It's going to be great. The third show that they just added is a beautiful show that I saw the last time I was in New York called Dear Evan Hansen. And it's a runaway hit of the season. And it's mm-hmm. about a young man who has psychological problems and gets himself kind of caught in a lie. And it's just it's a magnificent show.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is called Come From Away. And it started in Seattle. One of our local, one of the members of our Muses and Patroness Circle,
mm-hmm.
Jean Varick, is on the board of the Seattle Theater that it started in. And this is a story, from what I understand, of it happened after 9/11. Some planes were diverted.
Mm-hmm.
And a plane actually was diverted to Newfoundland, and they ended up having to stay there for a few days. And it was about the relationships that the people made.
I remember reading
yeah.
about that.
Yeah, and it's a new musical, and it's getting rave reviews. So 4 really amazing shows.
Well, and again, folks, this trip is May 12th through the 18th, and not only are you going to see Broadway shows, but you're also going to get, and I love this part, tours. You're going to get walking tours. You're going to go out. You're going to see a lot of things while you're there. You're going to experience New York. I love New York. In fact, I just, because of your trip right here, too, I thought, you know, I'm planning a trip to New York next month.
Well, good.
Just because you inspired me.
Well, that's
now,
great.
Now, this, you can buy tickets right now. Tickets are on sale for this.
Yes.
And this is guided tour, so people will be in groups, so they don't have to worry about anything.
Absolutely.
You guys are covering all the excess headache. They don't have to worry about it. You want your guests to go and just have a great
that's
time.
That's right.
Now, what are the cost of tickets?
It's $4,695.
Mm-hmm.
That includes airfare and all taxes.
Yeah.
If you want to go as a single and want a single room, there's a $995 single supplement.
Yeah.
And I've traveled, and that's a very good supplement.
There's always
because sometimes it's 200%.
And with that includes the admission to all the shows,
mm-hmm.
admission
that's
to
right.
the places you're going to be visiting. It says here you're going to be going to a Rockefeller estate.
That's right.
One of the walking tours includes Kiewit?
Yeah, I was hoping you would say it, and so I didn't have to
I think Kiewit Rock. Anyway, it's a Rockefeller estate, which should be incredible. A breakfast, a theater talk, all sorts of things going on.
Circle Line Cruise, which is a lot of fun around Manhattan. The Lower East Side Tenement Museum is a fascinating place where they recreate apartments that recreate immigrant life in the 19th and 20th centuries. Lincoln Center, of course, you know, to get a chance to tour Lincoln Center is really extraordinary.
Yeah. You're doing a little bit of on the beaten path and off the beaten path. I like that.
And then the Players is a private club for actors that was founded in 1888. And it still caters to a membership of people connected to theater, music, and literature and the arts.
All right. And now, where do they go to buy these tickets?
Well, they can call the theater box office, and they can also reach out to Judy Cohen, my colleague Judy,
mm-hmm.
At 760-776-6186. Her email is jcohen, C-O-H-E-N, at McCallum-Theater, R-E at the end of that, .org.
All right, and we'll get this information up on the website. I hope you all take advantage of this. And again, when you're doing it, while you're having all this great fun in New York, you are helping the McCallum Theater right back here at home.
Absolutely. You know, between the initiatives like this, we have our annual gala, which people are very generous in, and our Muses and Patroness Circle, our Women's Leadership Council, they they raise, you know, over $400,000 a year for our education program. Yeah. So everybody's doing their part.
And it's all put to good use right here in the Coachella Valley. So that's best part of it all. Everything's right here at home that you
Absolutely.
Work with. But take a trip to New York with the McCallum Theater and have a fabulous time May 12th through 18th. Jeffrey, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Really appreciate it. Okay, folks, I'll have this information on the website, but you can always call the McCallum Theater and ask them at the box office, too. They'll direct you in the right direction.
Indeed.
All right. We'll be right back, folks. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. All right, I have two tickets to see Suzanne Summers. There was a big article in the paper this morning about this show at the McCallum Theater, and that is on, what did I say, March 11th at 8 p.m. is the show at the McCallum. I had to think about it.
Well, I was trying. What's funny is I did this real quick.
Oh, did
you?
And I'm looking down, and you're doing that, and I think, because I have all these, because that's the same day as the air show as well. So you can go to the air show during the day and come back to see Suzanne Summers.
Sounds like a day.
So if you would like to go see Suzanne Summers, she had the number one show in Vegas for quite a while, performing, I think it's one night only, at the McCallum Theater on March 3rd. Give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. The lines are open. Sean will just pick a random number of the callers. So please call us now again for Suzanne Summer, her stage show at the McCallum Theater on March 11th at 8 p.m. Okay, and I think that is the only night she is performing down there. So, and they've been promoting it on TV and in the paper and all over. So she's out there. She's a go-getter. You know, she's 70 years old.
She doesn't look it.
She doesn't look 70.
Not at all.
So again, 760-440-8255. Check your calendar and give us a call. All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Angel View Marts. Throughout the Coachella Valley and beyond, travelers learn quickly that we don't need a lot of stuff, especially if you're traveling in an RV or on a boat or just camping. So get rid of all that new or gently used stuff by taking it over to Angel View. Yes, they're all over the Coachella Valley. You can't miss them. Again, go on over to Angel View, and you can get a receipt for your taxes as well when you drop off all your items. For more information about Angel View, go to their website, angelview.org. All right, we are into some travel news here. Yes, we do have some. Railroad work to block the route to Las Vegas. For those of you who go through Mojave, that is my favorite way to go, is to the Mojave Preserve. They're going to have work happening there until some of the roadways are going to be closed for the next week or so. So, again, just be a little bit careful when you're going that way. They say the road closures are going to end today, and it's over there by the SEMA, what is it, the Kelso SEMA Road right in there. And they say that should be pretty much the end of it. So I would check definitely online to make sure that road is open. And we have a couple of luxury hotels here in the Coachella Valley that are going to be managed by the Montage. They're in La Quinta over by the Silver Rock over there. The hotels are finally in the development stage, and they will be operated by the luxury brand, the Montage. Hey, Sean, we must have, you're pushing a bunch of buttons there. Somebody we can put on the air?
Yes, we do. We have Doris from Ranch and Mirage.
All right. Hi, Doris.
Hi. How are you today?
I am fine, thanks. And are you going to go see Suzanne Summers?
Yes, I can't wait.
Have you seen Suzanne?
I've seen her once before at the McCallum, and she was great. She was talking about her books and her health theories and everything. That's why she looks so great, but she's 70 years old.
I know. I didn't know she was 70. I was, but you know what? They're all just numbers. That's the way I look at it. It's just a number.
That's right.
Well, congratulations. You won two tickets to see.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You are
I'll
mother.
Let you know how it was.
Yeah. Well,
are you going to go?
Yeah, I am going to go. Yeah. I will be there, Doris.
Great.
I don't know where. I'll probably be up in the back somewhere.
Okay.
I want you to have the really good seat. So two tickets to the McCallum Theater, Suzanne Summer, on March 11th. The show starts at 8 p.m. So congratulations.
Great.
And enjoy the show.
Thank you so much.
Now,
really
stay on the line because I need to make sure they have your name, because the tickets will be at will call and your name, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks. And thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So there you go. Doris is going to go see Suzanne Summers. Let's see. Remember, go to the website. I always have a bunch of contests on the Traveling with Françoise. They're all free. Just go there and sign up. And again, today is the last day for the Arcade Expo. So make sure you have your entries in for that for the at the Pinball Museum of Pinball in Banning. All right, we've had heavy snow. They pushed Tahoe's marks to the highest. In fact, there were some areas the snow was so high in Tahoe that the stick that they used to measure it wasn't long enough. So there you go.
So what, like, does that day just have an asterisk by it?
They go find a longer stick.
Right.
So what? They say, really, for all intents and purposes, the drought with the snowpack that we have, they say in some places it's 187% above normal.
Wow.
In some places, 200% above normal.
Wow.
So for skiers, and that's, you know, that makes me think of something, Sean. Skiers, shouldn't we be hearing, I guess because there's so much snow that the ski resorts don't really have to advertise. Remember when snow was lean?
Yep.
We saw commercials everywhere.
There was constantly a commercial.
Constantly go to Mammoth, Heavenly, Big Bear, wherever to ski, that they did have some snow there. Now that we have so much snow, I can't think of a commercial that I've seen on TV.
I don't think I've seen any of them.
Yeah, for people to go skiing.
Or even they'll have those promos with the car lots, like come test drive a car and you'll get tickets to this, and they'll promote it that way as well. I haven't seen any of those.
Big Bear used to give tons of tickets away. Huh, I just thought of that. Isn't that funny how things click together in our head? Yeah, so just know that there's tons of snow out there for all of you that want to go play in the snow.
Well, did you see the waterfalls from the melting snow?
Oh, no, but I bet they're spectacular.
Yeah, there were some hiking trails at the Living Desert that they had to close.
Oh, I didn't know.
Because
that.
They had these really cool looking waterfalls.
Huh.
Yeah, and I think it's from all the melting snow. I could be wrong, but that's my logic in it.
No, because we still have snow, too, on some of the mountains,
right, yeah.
Which is unusual for the tennis, but we are going to hit 90 this week.
You should see some of the videos, though. They're really cool videos.
Oh, I'm going to have to
check waterfalls.
That out. Huh. Yeah, well, we are going to have a lot of waterfalls. Our underground aquifer, of course, that's great for it. It's going to build that back up. So this is a win-win all the way around, except if I was trapped in 200 feet of snow in a house, I'd go stir crazy.
I would probably, I don't know.
I would.
I enjoy some time at home, but I'd like to feel like I would go crazy.
All right, not that much. All right, wildflowers are here. There's a wildflower hotline for Borrego Springs. Visit Borrego.com. It will tune you in on that. We have tons of wildflowers here. Yesterday was the Wildflower Festival here. ACT, I want to give you a heads up on that. Adult Customized Tours. They have a lot of great one-day trips now as well, along with some. They have sold-out trips to China and all over the world. But go to the website to find out about adult customized tours and see where they can send you in the world or just take you somewhere right here at home. They have a lot of day trips that are fabulous. Here's a fun story I wanted to tell you about. We don't think about this, but there was a mouse that got on a plane, British Airways flight from London to San Francisco. The flight, they had to get the people off because of that one little mouse. They couldn't take them. They say it's against, immigration and customs and all that to bring
agriculture stuff.
A mouse to the United States. So they actually had to get everyone off the plane, load them up on a new plane. This all took about 4 hours, and then they had to find this little mouse.
Wow.
I wonder who saw the mouse.
Right, and what happened when they saw it?
Yeah, and they say he squeaked through security. They say, how did he get through? How did he go through an airport, the London? Think about this. The London airport, British Airways, which is huge.
Right.
Get by all the people, go down the ramp, the boarding ramp, and get on the jet.
That's too funny.
How the heck did he do that?
I don't know, but now I've got to go watch An American Tale with my daughter.
Oh, is that what...
Remember that with 5-0 Girls West?
Yeah. All right. So the crew joked about it, and they said really everybody on board, they kind of just went, fine, whatever, okay. Yeah, they were apologized. I'm sure they gave people some sort of credit. And then they never said if they found the mouse, which I'm sure they did. That poor mouse.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Anyway, that teach all you little mices out there. That's not even a word. But do not board jets. Yes. Stay away from them because it's not going to do you any good. And the hunt for you is going to be enormous. So, all right. So much for the mice out there. Elon Musk, SpaceX, is going to be sending people up in space. They think it could happen as early as next year. They already have two people that put a lot of money down to be the first two people on SpaceX's Dragon 2. I don't know. I would probably do it.
I think so. I think it would be cool.
Yeah, one time it said a week-long mission would involve a trip of 300,000 to 400,000 miles. So they're going to be up there for a week?
My thing is, I think it would be very cool, but I need some test runs. I need other people to go for a while and like really be like, okay, this is cool.
Yeah, I'm not really concerned about ever being the first person to do that. I'm like you. I don't mind if I'm about the 100th or 200th.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah, I don't need to be the first, but I do like to experience things. Speaking of experiences, all right, this is a week. This is it. It's near on Wednesday. I will be in a Blue Angels jet. You're going to see some of it on my Facebook page, Traveling with Francoise. Don't miss it. But again, I'm going to make a TV episode out of it, and we'll also talk about it on next Sunday's show. So we're going to talk about that and the Coachella Valley History Museum. That'll be all next week on the show. Everyone have a great Sunday. All of you folks in Arizona and around the world listening, we really appreciate it. Congratulations to our prize winners today. Sean, thanks for everything. Always have fun when you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. Go to the website, sign up for all the contests. Again, I'll be back next Sunday for more Traveling with Francoise. Have a good one, everyone. And remember, it's never too late to get a life. There's that music. All right, see you later, folks. And don't forget Traveling with Francoise on Thursdays, noon, and on Friday mornings at 5:30 on Fox 11. See ya. Bye.